Hello?
Mr. Carlson,
sir. Good evening, Mr. President.
I wondered if Bob got a hold of you.
Not tonight, sir. We talked this afternoon, but...
Well, I thought before you went to bed you'd like a little good news. Gallup's going to have a poll Thursday. This is to be kept totally confidential till then.
Right.
But he finally has come off on our side.
Oh, isn't that excellent? Is that on the approval or...?
Approval, oh, yes.
It's
up to 54-36, which is the highest he's had for...
Oh, isn't that great?
And it was 49-39 in January. Now it's 54-36, so... And that was taken in February 5th to 7th. So that'll be good to have just before we go off to China.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I knew they were taking it because I talked to Rumsfeld about it last week, but he didn't have the reading card. But that's a damn good figure. And those were, that was February 5th to 7th.
Yeah.
So that was right after the...
About 2 weeks after the China initiative.
Yeah, and it's kind of in the middle of the Muskie controversy, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Muskie thing had just moved.
Just started.
But before the last week where we had the Haldeman controversy, which I don't think hurts us any.
Oh, I don't think it hurt us at all.
No.
On balance, we've come out of that too.
Well, particularly when I think my press conference put it all in pretty much perspective. And then these cracks were given in South Vietnam doesn't hurt us either. That people understand that.
Did you by any chance see the Lubell survey this weekend?
No, I haven't seen that.
Well, it's absolutely fascinating. I think it confirms what Finlander says, and it confirms what I believe, so I kind of took to it. But the point was that the public's attitude of the war has completely changed, and it's all happened in the last few months. And people now support keeping a force in Vietnam. But as long as the casualties aren't up, and as long as the draft rolls are down, and people don't feel personally affected by the war, that now something like 45% of the American people would favor keeping a force in Vietnam as long as necessary to prevent a counter-invasion. And he dated that. I'm trying to get all the details from Lubell. We saw it today.
Where is he? Here in New York?
I don't know. The president's one of my fellows told him, but it piece got quite a bit of publicity at the start of the season. And the conclusion of it was, it's a long article, the conclusion was that you're absolutely on the right track. And would anyone who argues that we should turn South Vietnam over to the
communists
will lose. And that's an argument that you can't win. And win with the American people of there. The great thing about the Muskie controversy that I don't think we planned it this way, but I must say we certainly come out with it. The issue has completely changed. If you remember a month ago or 3 weeks ago, it was, will we give the, would we give a deadline for POW?
Right.
That's no longer the issue. The issue is, do you want, as Meany put it tonight on television, do you want to?
Did Meany say that?
Oh, God, he did. He was on television tonight and very, very emotional. After everything we've done, we're just not going to give South Vietnam over to the Communists.
Good.
And that was the thesis that Lubell took into the weekend.
Good.
Dramatically, public attitude can change.
Gallup incidentally showed that on the issue of approval of handling of Vietnam, it was 51-39. A good figure for him, too.
That's a substantial improvement, isn't it?
Yeah, for him, yeah. That's about, it's at least positive rather than negative.
That's what we were running, as I recall, with him, we were running negative.
Yeah, slightly, with him and Harris both.
Well, I just have a political feeling as president, and I really feel I'm right about this. But that issue has turned, and it's turned in the last year. Well, it's time to secure an outcome. Negotiations with the undertaking all this time. But no matter what you do at this point, whether you have to keep a force there, or whether you have a chance to negotiate, or whatever it is, whether it's the reduction in the casualties and the fact that the war really doesn't affect many people's lives today, I just think that issue doubt that the Democrats are going to be able to score. In fact, they will. Must be a terrible person.
To do what?
Well, personally, I think he deals with the United States. He's been acting very strangely in the United States. You may not have noticed, but he's amazing. He blew up a globe in the challenge him to a debate.
With Loeb?
Loeb.
The debate? Oh, shit.
And it went into a tantrum. And Mr. Bush completely took his stance on his friend. This is what it is tonight. He was in the middle of a speech in a high school auditorium. And that day, as a result of our attack, Loeb had taken Munsey out of Munsey to the service for wanting to surrender.
For the first time.
That's right. He put a little one after. And it just got under Munsey's skin. And he, in the middle of the speech, took off on a tirade against Loeb. This man doesn't represent Lindbergh, he doesn't represent this state, and I'd like to run against him in the campaign, and I challenge him right now to take to any person he has.
Gotta hope Loeb takes him up.
Now Loeb got him down, but he's been badly hurt by it. I've talked to several people in the accident to say that, you know, a lot of people who really, they don't like Loeb, but they also, that's their history, they're in a fair state. He's acting very, very badly. I think he is really feeling the pressure. Al Hayes told me that he's going to fight him. Like the Goldberg fight. Goldberg just bemoaning the fact that Muskie had John Cooper and was very irresponsible in what he was saying about Tokyo. Didn't know what he was saying. He lost the respect of the level. Sensible. Well, I think this is going to, I really think this has been a good period of the last few weeks. It's static, as my Gallup poll says today. I've been waiting for Gallup or Harris to break out of that band here. 49, 50, 50, and I knew it had to come. I just think that's not it.
Well, it's not a big jump, but it's some. 53, 36 is not bad at this point.
That's a very healthy thing. In a barometer that has not really over the past 12 months moved. Remember, we went up a little bit to Gallup in September.
Yeah.
October, and then went right back down. So then, you know, to come up now, 8 months from the election, with the big thing that you still have coming up this year, I don't think it could be better now. But I think our fellows on the other side are feeling some pressure. I think maybe they put some real pressure on them. I don't know if you saw all of the statements, but we agreed with Haldeman that aiding the enemy and said he was uncensored. And said that he would vote for and support any candidate who advocated surrender.
That's good.
Hoffer, although I didn't. I was anxious to see him speak publicly. He did it beautifully.
What did he say?
Oh, he's endorsing you.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. He had a program on issues and answers. He was confined to talk only about prison reform, which is the reason he had been instructed not to talk about it. He was asked who would endorse it. He said, well, I'm not endorsing any of it yet. What are you going to do with someone? He said, well, I might have done it, but I'm not prepared to yet. And then he was asked who he thought at the moment was the best qualified candidate to be president. I don't have his exact language, but he said, well, there's only one man today who is qualified to be president, and that's President Clinton. And as a matter of fact, it played very well in the press, although he liked it with static about it, but he did it so beautifully. And he's a very impressive fellow. Put on a very impressive
suit. Oh, he's smart.
Well, he's a real leader. He's a,
yeah.
He's a tough, little, gutsy guy. He's laid it right on the line.
Keep this number to yourself, because it doesn't come out till Thursday, but I'll let you be interested.
No. He's just thrilled to have me inside.
Okay.
Right.